You should probably not take any advice from anyone online, including myself, except on this one occasion where I'm gonna brag all I like, because the reality is I was the only one coming out and suggesting in March 2020, in the depths of the pandemic, that prices will go on the biggest property boom ever. And a couple of years later, we've seen it all play out. But what's more important is during 2022, when we saw Sydney and Melbourne prices drop, I also came out publicly and said, hey, this is the time that you want to load up. And it might not be in the areas that you're looking at right now, but if you follow me, you'll probably find the clues anyway. So in this video, we're going to check with what's happening with property prices, why are we breaking property records despite being in a per capita recession, and we're going to make sense of it all knowing where we're going to be placed in the next couple of years. So if you're interested in what my thoughts are, definitely keep watching. Hey guys, my name is Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now here's a beautiful article saying record-breaking house prices make early rate cuts less likely. As we know, there's been much speculation over the last 18 months as to when the RBA will start cutting rates. And as we entered 2024, we started to see inflation start dropping really quickly. And that meant that a lot of traders and analysts started suggesting we may have rate cuts in 2024. Now, although that still may be true in 2024, it might not happen as soon as many people think. Like for example, in the US, they actually thought the Fed would start cutting as early as March of 2024. We're in April now and it hasn't cut yet. And the reason is because they're just adapting to the data that comes out. If you suddenly say, well, yes, we're definitely cutting on the September of 19th, 2024, despite whatever metrics come out, then you're gonna do yourself a disservice. What they're effectively trying to do, along with every other central bank, including Australia, is a soft landing. I've explained this in videos before, where essentially what they're trying to do is bring down the plane, right? Well, to land, not to do anything else, but to land the plane safely without losing too much, because there could be carnage in the fact that they've probably lost a wing and probably lost an engine. And I'm definitely not a pilot or an engineer of any sort, but what I'm trying to say is that the economy is just holding on. And what the central banks are trying to do is say, we can limit inflation and just as we go and land, we can defeat the inflation problem without sending the economy into a recession. That's effectively what we're trying to do. Now what's happening is property prices are still going higher despite interest rates being so high. Now, yes, if you're a boomer, you may come out here and say, interest rates are high. No, they're not. They're just in line with averages. Now, yes, you are right. But what we need to look at is the rolling 15 to 20 year period, because the markets are so different now compared to where they were 30 or 40 years ago. So we need to adapt our mindset. And when you come off the lows that we saw during the pandemic to where they are now, a lot of people took on loans based on that interest rate. So when we're saying interest rates are high, it's relative to that period when most people were taking out loans. So hopefully I've clarified that. So if property prices are increasing during a time where everyone is supposed to be scared and the market was supposed to be dropping because everyone was calling for this massive crash, even today, like people still call for this, is why I'm so optimistic about where property prices are leading over the next 24 to 36 months. Despite people calling for this massive crash, they don't simply understand that there's not enough supply and there's way too much demand. And I'm sorry, but if you are in a position where you and your friends aren't able to buy, that does not indicate that the rest of the market can't do this. At Search Property, our buyer's agency, we have seen an increased amount of inquiries as well as clients signing up to wanting to buy. And that has changed so much compared to 6 months ago when the conversations at that point was a negative tone to it, as well as that a lot of people were just negative in general, going, I don't know if interest rates are gonna go higher. Now, as we've seen some stability, that is what people need to start increasing their confidence. And that's why we're seeing prices rise so quickly and why some people are still sidelined, because they aren't simply able to come into the market because interest rates are so high. So if interest rates do cut in 2024 or they cut in 2025, what do you think that means? People that have been sitting on the sidelines waiting and seeing all their friends and family potentially buying property and they're going up, they come onto videos like this and say, oh my God, another all-time high, I can't wait to get in. Eventually, when they can get in, that is where the next phase of this cycle kicks in. It's not now, it's not thinking that the market's gonna crash, because everyone needs to think that it can never crash. And when everyone thinks it's never gonna crash is when it actually crashes. Right now, you could ask 10 different people and you'll get 10 different responses around where the markets are gonna go. It's when 9 out of the 10 people think it's gonna go one way it's usually going the opposite way. That's exactly what happened during the pandemic and is why I was so confident around not just investing, but investing in the right locations. Following that, I knew that Perth was going to be the next one to take off, which is why we went heavy with clients. And although those conversations were super interesting, a lot of rejection, I know that those clients are now thanking me. And if you're one of those, I praise you for your courage because now it's starting to pay off. So let's look at this graph, which shows the annual growth year to March 2024, all dwellings. So keep in mind, some of this is going to be skewed with units as well as the houses and townhouses. But what we have is the national average for the last 12 months growing by 6.79%. Who would have guessed that? Capital cities have grown by 7.64%, whereas regional areas have grown by 4.67%. And what we can see is the largest amount of growth is happening in Brisbane, Adelaide, and Perth. Now, this would play exactly in line with the 18.6-year cycle. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, definitely go check out this video. It's where I break down what's happening, how does it apply to Australia, and why it actually might be wrong in terms of dates, whereas the actual essence of it could be quite correct. And that will then let you know exactly when the tops could come in and when the best time to buy is right now. I can tell you now, it's now. Like, you should buy now. Now, that's on one side of things where you see property prices increasing, people's net worth increasing, and that gives you so much more choice. You can take out some equity, buy some more property. You can take out equity, invest into other things. You can go on a holiday, buy a new car. Whatever you like to do is up to you. But this is where it's so interesting with how mainstream media, or at least articles that come out, paint such a different picture to what's actually happening. You get headlines like this: will Generation Z ever own a home? The challenge of home ownership is particularly steep for Gen Z. Those without parental help may be forced to delay having a family so they can save, while others may resign themselves to a lifetime of renting. They make renting sound so bad, but with renting, you get choice. And what you could ultimately do is say, okay, I can have these things happen to me, or I can do something about these things. So one's that victim mindset going, oh my God, everything's the worst thing. It's all happening to me. Or you can go, well, okay, shit's either gonna happen or I can make shit happen. And so what you wanna do is go and take accountability. What you can do right now is know that yes, it is so much harder to buy property today than it was 10 years ago. Okay, granted, because affordability is a concern. But it was also a lot easier back then given that you had different lending conditions. So if you're aware of that and you think that trend is gonna continue, then in 10 years time from now, it becomes harder. So you're probably going, I need to do everything in my power to at least buy assets. It's not so much about buying your own home. It's about investing into assets. And that is the key here. If I decide today, I'm like, I really want this house, but I can't afford it because it's $15 million. Oh, well, that means I can't do anything. I'm just going to continue renting and it's going to be sad and I can't do anything about it. No, what I could do is say, well, I don't need to buy that right now. What I can do is invest in things I can afford to. And then I'm investing, I'm still in the market. And when I increase my wealth, and if I bought in the right locations, I could probably grow faster here in this diversified place where I still have choice, I still enjoy my lifestyle, and then I can go in and buy the dream home. Now that could be debt-free. It could be me selling some of my properties. There's so many exit strategies. If you're interested in knowing what exit strategies could suit you, then definitely leave me a comment down below saying exit strategies with Ravi, and I'll make that video for you guys. Now, home prices across Australia have hit new highs. The median value of a home in capital cities shooting to $832,000. Month on month, national home prices set new records, growing by 0.34%. Dwelling prices in capital cities increased by 0.4% and are now 7.64% higher than prices in March 2023, a shocking 35.2% higher than in March 2020. You might find that these numbers are slightly different to where I was looking at before. That's because you're getting data from PropTrack and then you're getting data from CoreLogic. Two different houses for research. At the end of the day, it's somewhere between 6.5% and 7.5%. That's what the growth has been. Now, obviously a lot of the hype is going towards Perth and how it's the best place to be buying. And what you want to be doing is saying, yes, there might be some opportunities there. And we are still picking up a lot of property there. However, it's also about now starting to look around the corner. It's understanding what is next. Because if you can start positioning yourself to what is next, it means you're dealt with a lot less competition. You can get properties under market value, and you can also start doing a lot more negotiating than other places. And that is exactly what we're doing at Search Property. If you need any sort of help around going and getting into the market at speed and executing at speed just to buy two properties, why two? Because you can get filthy rich with two. And I cover that off in this whiteboard video. Definitely go and watch that one because it's gonna make so much sense. You don't need 10, you probably just need two. So if you need help with that, there's a link in the description below for a free discovery call with our team. And with that, I'm gonna love you and let you go. Because I will catch you guys in the next video, but if you haven't watched the other ones, you're probably still gonna be watching me, and then it'll feel like it's a proper relationship. So subscribe if you haven't already, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.